The State of Read podcast is about the state of relationships, relationships in all aspects of your life. So check it out as we break it down for you. What's good? What's good? What's good? We are back live, State of Read podcast 2018. You're rocking with Professor Dean. We are happy to be back. Happy Lunar New Year's. Happy New Year's 2018. We're live. Coach Perrell is actually traveling the world. Limited up, so he's actually out of town right now. So it's just gonna be me. I got a couple guests with me the upcoming weeks of the podcast. Today we have my good fellow colleague and friend. His name is AZ the Philosopher. What do you go by, man? What's your actual name you go by?
Just AZ, man. Over-opinionated AZ.
Okay, over-opinionated philosophical philosopher AZ. Yes. And we're about to get started. Thank you for joining us, the State of Read podcast, episode 7, baby. Let's go. As we always do, you know how we do. We're going to start with the shit is redonkulous. Shit is redonkulous. We got a lot to talk about with shit is redonkulous this week or this upcoming, actually this last couple weeks since we've been off a little bit, but we're happy to be back. Shit is redonkulous, man. What do we have today on shit is redonkulous? Philosopher AZ, so what do you want to talk about, man? Hit me.
Man, we're going to talk about Lauren, Fox News lady, right?
The white lady that threw up a Nazi sign at the Republican convention. Yeah. Hey, if you don't believe me, look that up.
Laura Ingraham, yeah.
She threw up a Nazi sign at the Republican convention.
Did she really?
Yeah, look that up. If you doubt me, go on YouTube, look that up, y'all.
I'm going to look that up.
So we're going to talk about her and what?
Basically, the comments that she made about LeBron James, right?
The LeBron James comment. What were those comments?
Shut up and dribble.
Shut up and dribble?
Yes.
Bitch!
Shit is redonkulous. All right, so basically, LeBron was in an interview, right?
Okay.
And him and Katie, they're in an interview, car interview.
The Uber commercial.
Yes, the Uber commercial, yes.
Gotcha.
And so I forget the name of the person that's interviewing.
Carrie Champion.
It was Carrie Champion.
ESPN. That's right.
And so she asked about the political climate, right, kind of going on in America.
Okay.
And LeBron James makes a comment essentially that our current president doesn't give a fuck about the people.
Repeat that again. Project that for me, man. Repeat that for me.
So, LeBron says, President of the United States doesn't give a fuck about the people.
Don't give a fuck about us. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically what he said, right?
You're going Tupac, right?
Okay. They don't give a fuck about us. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Yes. So essentially, Laura, right, kind of makes the racist comment, right, that essentially LeBron is using this platform to misinform the youth and, you know, citizens of America. And she says, you know, since he barely graduated high school, has no higher education, right, that he should not be using his platform to give political advice and that he should just shut the fuck up and dribble.
And that shit is redonkulous. Why? Tell us why, man. Break that down for us one time.
Oh, man.
Come on, the philosopher.
That shit is redonkulous on a whole lot of levels, right? I think one of the primary levels is that essentially Fox News is a right-wing network.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So it's conservative. Kind
of, yeah, conservative. Right?
And so, in my opinion, that's a biased network already as is. So essentially, biased network feeding someone that's reading off a teleprompter to give biased information to people of the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how are you going to be hypocritical and judge someone on something that I feel you're doing yourself?
So explain that in more detail. Basically, you're saying she's being spoon-fed what the fuck to say from her corporate company.
Yes.
Or formulated her own opinion.
Correct. She's basically getting paid to state the opinion of someone else. Yeah, conservative perspective.
Gotcha.
Versus LeBron is just speaking. Someone asked him a question. He spoke his mind.
From his perspective,
correct. Which I don't think many people would disagree, by the way.
And he's his own enterprise. He's what Jay-Z said. He's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
Exactly.
So he ain't getting played. He ain't getting pimped out. Exactly. Bitch. So why are you talking your shit on Fox News? You're getting pimped out. But anyways, I won't even go there. Let me just calm down. I'm going to go from the perspective of this. And I won't even talk about the civil rights leaders or the woman of color who actually made a difference and impact and spoke up against misogynistic, oppressive, racist culture. I'll do my very best not to bring up people like Maya Angelou, Nika Giovanni, Dolores Huerta, Angela Davis, Asada Shakur, Harry Tubman, Rosa Parks, Yuri Kuchiyama. I won't bring up Ida B. Wells. I won't bring up the likes of Oprah or Connie Chung, because she's not even on that level. I won't bring up Katherine Johnson, Mary Jackson, Dorothy Vaughn, a.k.a. the real hidden figures that helped NASA. We're going to focus on the women in history, the white women in history, who stood up and spoke their mind. So from Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Motz, what's her name?
That's a philosopher. I don't know her name, man.
All right, philosopher. But all these women of white descent, right? Not even, we're not even talking about people of color. We're just talking about strong women in the United States history, the women's suffrage movement. Just, they didn't tolerate that shit. They spoke up. They never stayed in their place, and they actually are the people that actually fought for the rights of women to allow people like, what's her name, Susan Ingram, or what's her name, Laura Ingram.
Yeah,
to be able to sit her ass on TV and talk. So the funny thing is for her to talk shit about LeBron James telling her to shut up and dribble, it's like somebody telling her to shut up and go back in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So is she willing to do that? Because that's the thing nobody, you know, reflects on is like, let's not even bring race in it. Let's just bring in the concept of taking away people's voice. That in itself is already wrong. And if you look at people like Pat Summitt, you look at the people who actually historically stood up and did real things for the women's history movement. Catherine Switzer, who was the first woman to run the Boston Marathon. We're talking about Jerry Mack, who flew around the world. She's the first aviator woman who flew around the world. The audacity of Amelia Earhart, who there was a movie on her trying to fly around the world, and the plane actually broke down, right? So there's a lot of history that she's actually, you know,
Disregarding
and disrespecting the people and the elders who paid the path, the ancestors who paid the path for the women's suffrage movement. And for me, that's just disrespectful, disgraceful, and pathetic for a woman who has two adopted sons from Russia, an adopted child from Ecuador, a young lady. You know, I don't know the lady, man, but just knowing like she would actually say that about somebody else and try to disrespect people's right to have freedom of speech is fucking straight up wrong and stupid.
And then just finish up, right? At the same time, I mean, she's boxing them in and putting labels on it, right? And yep. I think that's something that's been done repeatedly in this country, right? And I think we need to get away from it. So we ain't even going to touch on the race card and
yeah,
how the media,
yeah, we didn't even go
the
there,
media,
right?
Media went there, right? But for me, it's just a big issue in terms of, hey, man, like, really, you're going to really start labeling and box people in, right? Like, essentially, I think you were getting at that point. Like,
yeah.
We didn't box you in. All these women didn't box you in. So, like, why would you project that on someone else?
Well, yeah, and that's so anti-American, taking away people's voices.
Exactly.
So shut the fuck up.
Indeed.
But anyways, that shit is ridiculous. Yes, we will stop talking about the no-lip force. Like, so, anyways, I'll just stop, man.
Yeah, you gotta stop. Yeah, you gotta stop freaking carried away.
It's annoying, man. Yeah. Yeah, running their mouth. And see, we can go there, man. We just talk shit all day. But anyways... Yeah. We're going to keep it moving. I shouldn't have said that, but... But anyways, moving right on to the motherfucking next topic. It's good reads and good reviews, baby. What's up? This week, man, I want to hear your good reads and good reviews, man.
So this week in good reads and good reviews, I'd like to talk about The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Right?
Okay, so wait, who's that again?
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Don Miguel
Ruiz, yes.
Okay. And what was the book called?
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements. All
right. So it's a book about personal growth, motivation, uh-huh. Right? Just a quick rundown of the Four Agreements, right? First one is be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is don't take anything personally.
Gotcha.
Third one is don't make assumptions. And fourth one is always do your best, right?
I'm good at all four of those, man.
I agree with you, right?
I'm just kidding. I'm working on that shit.
Yeah, and so I
give my colleagues the benefit of the doubt. Anyway,
see, I'm glad that you said that, right? That you gave the benefit of the doubt, right? Because that goes into the first one where it says be impeccable with your work, right?
Exactly.
And I think one thing that I want to touch on with this one, right, is essentially a lot of people will understand that face value, meaning be impeccable with your word with others, right?
Gotcha.
But I think one thing that people don't necessarily take into account is be impeccable with your word with yourself in terms of speaking with integrity, right? So everybody knows naturally when you're impeccable with your word, you will hold your agreements or deadlines or anything that you say, like, I'm going to do this. You will follow through with that for others.
Your word is bond.
Correct. But typically what people don't do is they don't follow through with themselves. So like, for example, right, let's just say I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by the end of the month, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to work out 4 days out the week.
That's pretty heavy.
That is actually good luck pretty heavy. I appreciate it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I say, for example, all right, let's get it clear, all right? I'm impeccable with my word right here, all right?
Okay,
so let's just say, for example, I'll lose 20 pounds by the end of the month, and I tell you I'm going to work out 4 days out of the week, right? So I only work out two. So at that point, I'm not being impeccable with my word because I'm not holding that integrity with myself.
Gotcha.
Right? I'll hold more integrity with if I say, hey, I'm going to come out, see you on Saturday.
Yeah.
But for me to meet that weight goal, I'm not being impeccable with my word for myself. And it's kind of encompassing that whole thing together.
Gotcha. Being true to yourself, being holding yourself accountable.
Exactly, right?
Do they actually talk about ways and methodologies and disciplines that you can implement that into your life?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Implementation-wise?
That book definitely does it.
Okay, cool. Gotta check that out.
And then one of the key things, right, for sure, that I want to highlight there is also avoid using words to speak against yourself and gossip about others, because, you know, that gets people into issues.
Yep.
Second one, right, don't take anything personally. I like this one because the way they basically phrased it, right, is essentially nothing that others do is because of you. What others do is a projection of their own reality and their own dream, right? Not taking things personal allows people not to be victim of needless suffering. And I agree, man. I think at the end of the day, all you can control is your own actions, your own thoughts, your own behaviors. So the actions that other people do are really a projection
of their issues.
Of their issues.
Not your issues.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I feel like if there's anything we can do, right, yeah, really try to, like, okay, understand things, but don't take anything that anyone does personally.
Gotcha.
Third one, right, don't make assumption. It's communicating clearly to find understanding, right, and avoid misunderstanding, sadness, or drama, right, expressing what you really want. So I think that one's really key. And the fourth and last one is always do your best, right? And I mean, I think they're all important. I'm going to address essentially what the book said out of the four, which one is essentially the most important to improve or continuously work on, right? But your best changes from moment to moment, right? Essentially, it'll be different when you're healthy versus when you're sick. And essentially, we're always a work in progress, right? So our best essentially changes.
Yeah.
So,
gotcha.
You know, it's really just encouraging people to do their best at every time, not to be so harsh on themselves, right? In terms of, because self-judgment, self-abuse, right? Like, people judging themselves is always a harsher critic than anyone else.
Yeah, got you. Okay.
So out of the four, if there's any one of the four, right, to recommend it for people to continuously improve on or work on is the first one, essentially be impeccable with your work. Because it ties in essentially with all the other ones.
Self-work as well as extroverted work with other people.
Correct. Yeah, correct, man. Yep. So that's my read and review for the week.
Cool. Mine's going to be very simple. Obviously, Black Panther is out. Everybody's loving it. It's got like 97% on what was that?
iTunes?
Oh, no, Tomato.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. It's got critical reviews and fan reviews. Everybody loves Black Panther right now. It's a great movie. I don't even talk about the movie. Just go check it out. But I do want to give some fun facts about the movie. So, originally, Ava DuVernay, who directed the documentary The 13th on Netflix. It's a great documentary. Check that out too. She also directed the new movie that's coming out with Oprah, A Wrinkle in Time, as well as the movie Selma. She was actually the original person that was offered the direction to direct the movie. But unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman and the head of the Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, didn't really see things eye to eye. So they moved along and got the new director. The new director who actually directed this movie was Ryan Coogler, who's actually from Oakland, California. He's Oakland's very own. He's 31 years old. And I know people have been posting about, you know, his journey all over Instagram and Facebook. But the cool thing about him is that he graduated. Both his parents graduated from East Bay, Cal State Hayward, a.k.a. East Bay now. He graduated himself from my alumni, Sac State. And
Go Hornets.
He directed Fruitvale Station. He directed Creed. And now he's directing Black Panther. So it's an amazing story about a local guy. And the cool thing is Michael B. Jordan was in all three of these films.
I was literally about to ask you.
So it's a cool story. If you didn't know that, And right now, the crazy thing is, over the weekend, it made over $235
million. Damn.
Over the four-day weekend. So
$235 million?
Yep, $235
million. Damn.
Unbelievable. It's one of the top, you know, box-selling Marvel movies that came out. Yeah, not just Marvel, but superhero movies. So it's doing a great work out there. So congrats to Oakland's very own. Obviously, Chadwick Boseman is the star of Marshall, 42. So he's played amazing roles. He's played the James Brown role. He's played Jackie Robinson. He's played Thurgood Marshall. And now he's playing Black Panther. So
Damn. The
brother's got some amazing roles, man. Congrats to him. Keep slaying. Keep killing it. And the cool thing, and one of the last fun facts I'll give you is that the name Wakanda comes from the Wakamba tribe of Kenya, now renamed Kamba. So that's actual factual African Kenyan history. It's really cool about the correlation of the movie. And the final thing I'm going to give the listeners out there is that the fighting style they actually use in this movie is called Capoeira, which is the African Brazilian martial arts. Capoeira. So it's really powerful, really cool to see them use all these authentic methodologies. And it's such an amazing movie because the animation, the acting, the comedy, with an action-packed storyline, and then you add onto that African-American men and women, actors and actresses, in impactful, empowering roles that's going to be everlasting on the screen. So congrats to them in this movie. Great job, great work. Really enjoyed it over the weekend. So
just convinced me to go watch this movie.
Yeah, man.
I haven't even watched
it. There's a lot of layers to it, man. It's really cool. And the funny thing, I just want to tie this one last thing in. Storm was actually married to Black Panther in the comic books. So that's a fun fact to know about X-Men.
Has Mary come out in the movie?
No, she don't come in the movie. So if Holly Berry is in the next movie, woo! No, actually, they're not going that direction, but just FYI.
Yeah.
So we'll keep moving. Holly Berry is a whole other episode. So we're going to keep it moving. That's something, good reads and good reviews. Go check those things out. The book was called again?
Four Agreements.
Four Agreements?
Yes, sir. Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements and the Black Panthers. Check that out. So since Coach For Real is out this week, I'll do it for him. This weekend, rewind! Can't do it like Coach For Real, but you know, big shout out to Coach For Real. How you ass back from England and Amsterdam and wherever you at. Jumping right into it, this week in Rewind, what you got for us, Philosopher AZ? All
right, so this week, we got K-Dot. We're actually going off like this is
Black Panther, right? The real, it's a Black Panther theme, I guess. K-Dot, the Kendrick Lamar K-Dot?
Well, see, when this mixtape came out, he was K-Dot, right?
So which mixtape are you talking about?
Talking about Overly Dedicated.
What year was this, man?
Man, that came out in 2010, man.
2010?
Yeah, I was still an undergrad
at the time. Bro, I was like 22.
Damn.
How old was that? He was 18, fool.
I was an undergrad. I just know I was an undergrad. That's all I know.
But anyway.
Indeed.
So 2010, K-Dot came out with.
So it came out with Overly Dedicated. So this week on my Rewind, right, I was listening to a song off that mixtape called Cut You Off, and in parentheses, right, To Grow Closer. And so I'm about to read some of the lyrics that, you know, moved me from that song. And it's going to connect to a segment we're going to go over a little bit later. Gotcha. In the podcast, right? So the lyrics go like this. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to surround myself with people that inspire me or at least inquire similar desires to do what a T-A-K-E just to reach the T-O-P. I'm talking ideas, motivation, right? And so that's the end of the lyric. So some of the inferences you can make from that, right, is being a part of the solution rather than the problem. Right. So one of the things that really stands out to me is, right, he's I'm trying to learn something new, trying to surround myself with people that inspire me. And I think that's something that I've really been focusing on in my life as of late within the past like 5 years. Right. Mm-hmm. Is just really to surround myself with people. Yeah. That inquire similar desires that inspire me to think of new ideas or just really try to find solutions. Like we all got issues, man. But you got to identify an issue, but not focus on the issue and is defined focus on really like, okay, let's identify the issue and let's try to find a solution. Stop just focusing on the issue. Right. And at the end of the day, yeah, like you want to be with go-getters, you want to be with doers, right? I saw your snap the other day, appreciate that, right? So you're trying to surround yourself with people, right, where he breaks it down to do what it T-A-K-E, just to reach the T-O-P, right? Talking the ideas, motivation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. And then, and, you know, one of the things that I like about the song in the parentheses, right, if you listen to the whole song, it talks about actually cutting people off, and it's actually cutting people off that are close to you, right? So he's actually talking about, like, some of his family members bringing negative energy his life. And I feel to grow, sometimes you gotta go through, you have to make some difficult decisions that have to be made in order for you to grow, right? Either to grow apart or even, like he says, to grow closer, right? Where essentially you gotta have some difficult conversations.
That's real.
And be like, hey, man, this is where I'm trying to go. Where are you trying to go?
That's real. I mean, you gotta kind of look at the crowd you're running with. Yeah. He talks about that. So, going back to that song, what song is that again?
It's called Cut You Off, man.
Cut You Off.
Yeah.
And it's from his 2010 mixtape called
Overly Dedicated.
Overly Dedicated.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And he back then he was known as K-Dot.
Correct.
He was not known as Kendrick Lamar.
Nope.
So thank you for sharing that, man. I appreciate that, Philosopher AZ.
Anytime,
man. All right, man. For me, it's just go check out the whole album from Black Panther, man. I'm going to go right back to Black Panther and Kendrick Lamar, the artist. My favorite song from the album is called Pray For Me. Because God knows, I need people to pray for me sometimes because, you know, pray for me because I'm about to just go off on people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just be like, just in general, like we all need prayers because in the song is actually The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar. And The Weeknd is basically singing about like his version of singing from the Black Panther's perspective. Like he's always ready for war. He's always ready for these issues and things going on around him. But, you know, pray for him because he's got to deal with this. And then Kendrick steps in and just spits some raw bars. Check it out. Great album. So, yeah, my favorite song from there is All Stars and Pray For Me. I love The Weeknd as well. So, great work.
And if you recognize something, even with the song, I didn't even know you're going to choose that song. It's talking about energy at the end of the day. Like, yep. Pray for me, right? We're talking about, like, energy.
Send good vibes. Send good energy because the reality is we are relationships and who we invest in. You know what I mean?
There you go, man.
So it goes right back into one of our main topics we're going to dive into today. And I always say that at the end of the podcast, we're going to expand more on that today.
Since
Professor Dean and Philosopher AZ going to talk about that a little bit more. So moving right on, man. Moving right on.
I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to surround myself with people that inspire me. Or at least inquire similar desires to do what the T-A-K-E.
All right, moving right along to action, reaction. This week, in action, reaction, we got some real shit we're going to talk about. What are we going to talk about, Philosopher AZ?
Man, you just brought this to my attention. This is pretty interesting. We're going to talk about the scandal in the NCAA.
The NC what? The
double A.
The motherfuckers that take money from kids. That's what we're going to call it.
Yes, that exploit. Young athletes. Yes, sir.
And that's what Coach For Real calls a slavery system. But we're going to jump right into it, man. So the FBI has been investigating over the last, I think, year and a half, the NCAA, specifically all these shoe contracts that work with all these collegiate basketball teams. And today the news was revealed. What company was that?
ASM Sports.
ASM Sports basically got seized by the FBI and they found
dozens of paper trail, man.
Paper trail and like all kinds of paperwork finding that, you know, they paid players from all these major programs. And some of the programs were from Texas, USC, to the powerhouses, North Carolina,
Duke,
Michigan State, Louisville, obviously under Rick Pitino. That's already controversial and already in full motion.
Texas.
Kansas.
Kentucky.
Every basically national champion over the last 20 years was probably under that list. And players like Dennis Smith Jr., Kyle Kuzman, the number one draft pick, Markelle Fultz, all these young men, there's documentation and paper trail that they got paid. They got paid. And the crazy thing about that is nobody was surprised. I mean, not to me. Like that's the thing. It's like none of us are surprised by that shit. But, you know, the NCAA and all these colleges have done a good job of hiding that shit. And so now it's coming to fruition. The truth is they need to pay these young men. Like, that's just how I feel.
No, I agree with you. I think
my reaction is
they should be paid.
My reaction is they need to pay him, bro.
I agree with you, man. I mean, as I'm reading this article right here, it says Arizona coach Sean Miller had been caught by the FBI discussing on the phone of a $100,000 payment to freshman DeAndre Ayton. Man, that's crazy. The coach?
Yeah.
The coach is involved?
And that's the thing. The coaches, if they don't play the game, the real game.
The real game,
Not the five-on-five, but the recruiting, like paying recruits, the win, real game. That the only way they're going to win is they need to play that real game.
Indeed.
And that's the real rules to the game that the collegiate coaches, and I'm talking about the like NCAA football, NCAA basketball, any of the major sports that generate millions of dollars for the NCAA is basically violating rules because that's part of their game. And so the crazy part about that is nobody's talked about all these years, but everybody's known, and now it's coming to fruition because it's being exposed. My reaction, I would just tie it in one last thing to this, which is how did they stop Napster? They could not stop Napster. What they ended up having to do was legalize it. That's why you have streaming music nowadays. Know what I mean?
So
legalize it. Legalize folks getting paid.
Yeah.
Right? So they legalized it. Once they legalized music online, then Napster kind of just faded. Because reality was Apple Music, you had Pandora, you had
Spotify.
Like now music is just everybody's getting paid, and now it's legal. It's just they find a way to split pennies in the music industry. When it comes to the actual NCAA, if they legalize players getting paid, all these issues would not be an issue. But nobody wants to actually admit to that because the NCAA is just trying to rake up money from these young men and young women who generate millions of dollars for the NCAA nonprofit industry. So, I mean, the FBI is exposing them. It's controversial. It's crazy. But our action-reaction sports conversation of the week is that, yo, man, just legalize it. Like illegal music, like marijuana, like all these other things.
Like alcohol.
Legalize it, man. Marijuana and then now. We can kind of come to the actualization that this is happening and nobody's going to get worked up about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
At least that's my perspective. So, you got any takes on that?
I hope the NCAA has to pay some big-ass fine or something, man. All right, I hope actually the NCAA gets disbanded, to be honest. And then we just create like a whole new college conference format in some level.
That's a real take right there.
It is, yeah. That's what I hope, to be honest with you.
Okay. And that's our action reaction of the week, man. Check it out. If you don't believe us, pull up on ESPN, CBS Sports. It's everywhere. With that being said, we're going to keep it moving. This week, Coach Farrell is not here, so there's no dose of reality. Blame it on him. Hold that brother accountable next time. Where your ass at, Coach Farrell? But anyways, fucking around, we just give him a hard time. We're going to jump right into our main course of conversation. Our main course of conversation this week is a topic that Philosopher AZ had brought to my attention, and I'm going to let him shine in on that. So go ahead, man. Do your thing.
Yeah, man. So I've been listening to the podcast, you know, and I've noticed the way that the podcast ends. It ends with you saying the comment, right, or the statement, we are the relationships and who we invest in, right? So I've always found that to be real interesting, and I wanted to explore that with you, right?
Yeah.
So what I hear when I hear that, right, and what I get from that is essentially I've heard it in many different ways in my life. Some of the ways I've heard it, right, is show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are.
Okay.
Right. Another way I've heard it is you're only as good as the company you keep.
Yep. That's my mama.
And I read it in a book, right, one of the self-help books I read it, and then I heard it as the average of five, right? Yeah, and then okay. this morning, right, I heard it as I was working out, I was on the treadmill, right? I looked up, saw an ad, right? And it says your network is your net worth, right? So personally, right, I agree with this because the people you choose to be around shape or influence your personality, the way you think, the way you speak, and essentially the way you see the world, right? So like, for example, right, if I was a knucklehead, hung around with five knuckleheads, right? Mm-hmm. More than likely, I'm going to be the average knucklehead. So those are the ways I've kind of experienced it, seen it in my life, right? And to be honest, a little way I speak is changed around certain people, right? Definitely like in terms of like professional environment, right? I'm being surrounded by professionals, so I got to be a little more polished, right? when I get around my friends like you, I'm a little more unpolished, right?
Gotcha.
A little more raw, a little more uncut, right? So I think it's a little bit, this is self-evident, right? In terms of you are the company you keep, man.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's your take, right?
Yeah, man.
So whenever I say at the end of the podcast, we are relationships and who we invest in, I think it also comes from my personal philosophical perspective of, and this is just my take, like, whatever you invest time in, that's who you are, right? So, like, if you invest your time into, like, if you spend all day looking for crack, well, you're a crackhead. If you invest all your time, you know, like, watching basketball, playing basketball, even if you're, like, an average or below average basketball player, you are a baller. That's who you are. Like, that's what you love, right? That's the culture that you breathe, right? So that's what you're investing in, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's say, now think about it from people to people perspective, right? So if you invest in people who are like just all educators, that's, you're an educator. You know what I'm saying? And you may not be a straight up in the classroom teaching students in that one-on-one or 30-to-1 ratio, whatever it may be is how classrooms are these days. You're not a lecturer, professor, et cetera, but you're in the educational environment and you enjoy educating. You're an educator. If you invest in money and you're caught up in trying to understand the money business and you're all about that, that's your game. That's who you are. So for me, it's about, and if all your colleagues are all real estate guys and that's what you're into, that's who you are, man. That's who your relationship, that's what you invest in, right? So for me, my take is from that perspective of like, people need to realize how they're spending their time and where they're investing their time into who, specifically in relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Who are you investing in? Like, what kind of people are you investing in? If you invest in a bunch of knuckleheads, like you said, like, so we could take it from the perspective of people judging you, like, we're the average of five, you know, five knuckleheads, you know, like all the stuff that our parents used to say to us. At the time, it didn't really make sense. But if you look at it from the perspective of saying, let me invest in these five guys and we're all going to be diehard basketball junkies. Like, we love buying everything that deals with basketball. We love shoes. We love shorts. We love the Warriors. We love the Cavs, whatever it is. Like, that's who you are. Like, So that's why you see the Philadelphia fans eating horse shit, because that's who they are. They're horse shit Philadelphia Eagle fans, yeah, right? Yeah. So, like, that's what they're investing in. They truly believe, like, that's who they are, part of that identity. So, for me, it's not always about who's already around you. It's about where does that energy go. So, let's say you're an educator, mm-hmm. but you hang around nothing but real estate people.
Yeah.
In reality, what you really are and who you really are is a real estate dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who you invest in. You ain't investing in education. You don't care about them kids, bro. you don't care about them kids. Like, so
I'm monopolizing their education.
Exactly. Man. So it's like, that's your job, but that's not who you invest in. We are relationships and who we invest in. So if you investing in real estate relationships, that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? Be real with that. That's all I'm saying. That's my take on that. So if you want to know where that rooted from,
I got you. And that all makes sense. But I got to ask you a question, because I think earlier you alluded to what you invest in and who you invest in. So the who and you invest in part, I get.
Okay.
All right. The what, we don't have to talk about that one.
Okay, let's go, okay, man. So this is our perspective. Shine on in. This
all
is
right, yeah.
We're going to have a little debate, man. Yeah, this is where Coach Real always loses to me, man. So, you know, Coach Real, shout out to Coach Real always losing to me in these debates. But go ahead.
All right, so we won't see. I mean, we'll let the people choose.
Okay, all right.
If I get the W or the L, right?
Let's go.
But you essentially said, if someone is looking and watching basketball all day, doing a bunch of research, they're a baller?
I mean, if that's what they do, like, that's what they invest their energy in, that's who they are.
Yeah, but let's just say they don't hoop, though. You still consider that person a baller?
Yeah, because that's what they love. You can hoop all day, but that doesn't mean you actually identify that as your idea. That could just be a habit or a exercise that you get into.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if I'm just watching basketball all day? It's just a habit. It doesn't mean I'm a baller. You said earlier
that person would be a baller. If you eat, sleep, breathe basketball,
yes.
You are, like, that's who you are.
But you don't hoop.
I mean, of course they should be hooping. If they don't, no, I'm saying they're below average or average hooper.
Yeah, but you.
But they're hooping, though. That doesn't mean they're any good.
Okay.
You've been to a park where you play with dudes where, like, they got all the gear, they run around, they going crazy, making layups, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, they ain't that good, but they really, that's part of their identity. And that's who they invest in. And this, like, they surround themselves with ball players. They play 2K. They go on NBA.com. They do all that. That's who they are. That's who they're investing in, and that's what they're invested in.
Right? Okay.
That doesn't mean they are – nobody's going to be Kobe Bean Bryant overnight or Michael B. Jordan. Oh, no, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Michael B. Jordan going to be acting now?
Yeah.
So if I if I understand this correctly, all right, we got a below-average hooper,
uh-huh.
Okay, who plays 2K, who watches NBA,
uh-huh.
And let's just say for fun – you research his basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Like, studies the game.
Yep.
You define that guy as a baller.
Like, that, if he's saying that's how he identifies and he surrounds himself with that, I give it to him.
What if he doesn't identify? But see, what I'm getting at is that's what he's investing his time in.
Yeah.
And, so, and earlier I heard that that's what defines him as a baller.
That's who he is. Okay, let's say a guy, let's flip it. All a right. guy's really, really good at basketball.
Yes.
But doesn't really give a shit about it.
Yeah.
He ain't a baller.
But he can ball, though.
Who cares? That doesn't mean that's part of his identity.
Yeah, that, you see what I'm saying? I get you.
Like,
yeah,
that's not his identity. Like, he doesn't identify with it.
I got you. So I still don't agree with your what.
Okay.
But I definitely agree with the who, right? And with who we invest in, I've definitely been very conscientious of who I allow in my life, who I allow in my circle, right? Because I have a vision of who I want to be and what I want to achieve.
Gotcha.
So I'm very conscientious of who I choose to be around or who I allow to essentially be around me.
Okay. So the who piece, you understand where I'm coming from.
I do.
But the what piece, you ain't feeling that.
Not the way you conveyed it.
At the end of the day, baby, you agree with me, right? So that's all I'm saying.
Come on now.
That's all I'm saying.
Did I ever say agree with you?
Philosopher agree with me, I'll take that.
I think you're making an assumption.
One out of two, I'll take it, bro.
You need to go back to the beginning of this podcast.
50% for the
and
film.
Don't make assumptions.
50% for the film. One out of two, 50%. I'll take it, bro.
Man.
All right, man. So I appreciate that feedback. But at the end of the day, we are relationships and who we invested. And who, okay, so who for sure.
For sure.
What? You invest in is also important, I would say.
I would agree with that.
It's important.
It is important.
And it also becomes who you are later. But he didn't agree with me with that. But that's fine. I got one out of two.
Yeah.
I won my argument. Keep it moving.
Your free throw percentage.
So, hey.
50%.
No, that's my field goal from the 3-point line, baby. 50%.
Yeah, you wish.
All right, man. So with that being said.
Yeah, not in real life.
2K, I'm killing you. Hey, that's next. But anyways, with that being said, man, we appreciate your feedback and being on the show, man. Philosopher AZ. We're going to start winding this down and closing it out. We're going to jump into our last, you know, segment. And it's basically always what we close out with is what we call a rethink and relearn by Coach For Real and me. But today we're going to flip it up a little bit. And what are you going to call your section called again?
I want to do a little twist on it and go remind.
Remind.
Yes,
so we're going to remind what we talked about today, and I'll finish it off with a rethink. So go ahead, man. Just drop some knowledge for us real quick.
All right. So definitely just want to remind folks, as I feel is a common theme that has appeared throughout the podcast, that when you invest in yourself, right, you invest in others and vice versa. When you invest in others, you invest in yourself. So with that, make sure that, you know, you constantly set healthy boundaries. In terms of investing in yourself, make time for what you need to keep functioning at your best, whether it be exercising, okay. Right? Spending family time.
Real talk.
Spending time with your significant other.
Okay.
Getting your alone time, right? I think that's also real important.
Getting that sleep,
yes. For sure.
Ooh, we talked about that last episode, but yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Yo for getting that sleep. And I think it's just making the conscientious effort and being.
Shout out to the homie Beck. She need to get her melatonin in. But keep going.
It's making the conscientious effort, right? Being impeccable with your word, right? Essentially, being impeccable in terms of investing in yourself. I think it's that. Like, I think, as we talked about earlier, right? I think people are impeccable with their word with others. And I think that's very important. But I think it's also being impeccable with your word to yourself and make sure you exercise, make sure you're eating right. Make sure you're getting that alone time. Make sure you're getting that sleep, right? Carving out the time to take care of yourself. Because I think when
self-love, you love self-care,
yeah, when you put that time in for yourself, you can put that time in for others, you know, at a better version of yourself. And it's just a friendly reminder, man, keep working at it. Just keep working at it, right? We all got things that we got to work on.
Yep.
Shit, Lord knows I got things I got to work on. But that's definitely one of the things that definitely want to remind folks to just keep that at the front of their mind, right? Definitely don't forget to invest in yourself at the end of the day.
That's real talk. And I would just tie that into the rethink piece with this. Ultimately, our biggest investment and who we invest in should also be ourselves.
For real.
And, you know, that's the ultimate investment, is making sure you take care of yourself. And within your own circle of people that you invest in, make sure you're reciprocating their investment into you, vice versa, you're into them. And then from that, who does your circle run with? Your circle of people that you invest in. Do they run with millionaires or businessmen or successful people in specific crafts and art forms or whatever people do? Are they knowledgeable about money, professionalism, and other areas of education, or however they invest in their circles? Because those things, their circles, you know, empower those individuals that you surround yourself with.
You just build and build.
Yeah, and you continue to build from that. And so I think that's something to always rethink, is that it's not always about you directly. It's about the people you invest in. And those people may be invested in other people who are helping them out, which ultimately helps you out. And, you know, that's about relationships. That's what this podcast is all about, is who are you investing in?
State of re,
man. So we appreciate y'all very, very much for listening. That's our State of Re podcast
appreciate
for the week.
You for having me.
And I just want to give a special thanks to our guest, Philosopher AZ, AZ the Philosopher. We appreciate you driving all the way from Southern California to come out here and be with us. We got a special guest coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. We got a psychologist coming on. We got more people coming on, and hopefully we get more people to kind of start jumping on the show. You're more than welcome to, you know, shout us out or check us out on Facebook.
Media,
We have Facebook. We have Instagram. We also have now a Twitter page. So check us out, State of Re Podcast Twitter page. And obviously, we appreciate and love all the ratings and the reviews that you posted on iTunes podcast. We're getting our ratings and reviews, and we appreciate you all for that. So with that being said, we're going to close out, but you can hit my boy, Philosopher AZ at
_AlphaZulu
at Twitter. You can find me at _ProfessorDean4 at Instagram, or State_Re_Podcast at Instagram for our Instagram website. And then also at Twitter, you'll find our Twitter page is StateOfRe_Pod at Twitter.com. StateOfRe_Pod at Twitter.com. Finally, just a quick reminder, our podcast can be found on iTunes Podcast. It's under one full name, State of Re Podcast. There's no space in between. You can go lowercase, uppercase, but it's State of Re Podcast. No space, no underscore, and you'll find it there.
So, you got Twitter page now?
Yes, we have a Twitter page. And we don't really mess with Twitter, but the best way to kind of give us questions and give us topics and feedbacks is through Twitter. I appreciate the numerous of texts and calls and Facebook messages from friends about different topics that, you know, people have been sharing with us. And we got a lot of good things coming 2018. This will be our second season. So we're really, really excited. Coach Ferrell will eventually be back, and we'll keep it going. We're going to start having a guest series of people coming to speak and talk on the show. And we also got a special YouTube channel where we're going to talk about real people on the State of Re, dealing with real lives and really covering real stories. So it's about real people, real lives, a real success on the State of Re podcast YouTube channel. It's going to be a short film series. So we're really excited about that. And that's something in the works. So we thank you all again for your support. My name is Professor Dean.
My name is AZ,
the Philosopher. And we appreciate y'all being supporters of the show. And thank you for everything. We're going to close it out with that.
We out.
And we are out, baby. And remember, everybody, we are relationships until we invest in them.